Hello, Patreoners. What's up?
You got to do a long what? You got to do what's up?
What's up?
Patreoners. Welcome to the streets.
Is it cool when I do what's up?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome to the latest episode, which is only for special people. Special people like you, where we reveal all our deepest secrets.
Yes.
And talk about things that other people don't know about. Yes. And you've got to keep all of this to yourself.
Yes. Mustn't tell anyone. Secret, because otherwise, what's the point in joining Patreon? If you're just going to tell everyone, because then they might as well just be on Patreon.
What are we going to tell them?
We're having a baby.
We're not having a baby.
We're having a baby.
Harriet and Bobby are having a baby. Harriet and Bobby are having a baby, and I'm looking after it once they both die.
Once a week.
Once a week?
Will you take it once a week?
What do I do?
Just like go to yoga or something. Just take it, please.
Oh, it's so I'll be a babysitter?
Yeah.
How many hours?
Just like 1 to 10.
Is that good for the baby?
Yeah, really good.
What, to just be with some random people?
Not random people, people that we really trust and people that are
willing. Okay, I'll take the baby if it's in the pram and I just walk it around the park and then you pick it up from the park.
Yep, great.
I don't want it in my house because I feel scared about all the other stuff in my house.
It can't move.
Hurting the baby.
Okay, yeah.
All right, I'll take it for a walk around the park. But it's got to be a nice... Only if it's not raining or snowing, winter's coming. Well, I'll look after the baby in the park.
Okay, thank you. Once a week.
Once a week.
Twice a week.
No, that's
twice
enough.
Once a week. Once a week when I have yoga.
No. When's your yoga?
I don't know.
You don't do yoga?
No, but I'm going to start if you're going to babysit.
Well, don't
do it
at the same time as my personal training, please.
Oh, yeah. Or I'll tell you I'm going to yoga and then I'll just go sit in the pub or something.
And I'll just see you there.
Yeah, you'll see me through the window and hide. Anyway, very happy to say.
Harriet's having a baby.
Yeah, very exciting at the end of the year.
It's been quite a long time that I've known for.
Yes.
But I haven't been allowed to tell anyone.
Yes, it's quite an intense thing when people know and then you're not allowed to tell anyone. And
but then it's pretty obvious once people meet you now that you're pregnant.
Thank you, Elliot.
It's pretty obvious.
I appreciate that.
Because there's a bump and you've lost your mind.
My tits are massive.
And you constantly eat. You're only thinking about food.
Yes.
And then you get really tired.
Yes. Well, all those things existed before, but they're just made more highlighted. Yes, Elliot?
Can I say how fun and funny it's been over the video podcast recently for you to be holding something?
Yeah, she's been holding a cushion in front of her bum.
I've had a cushion in front of me in most of the podcast.
Can't really tell from here.
Today.
You can't really tell from here. Well, now you can, yeah, because you've done that. There it is. There it is. There's the baby.
I keep forgetting and then looking down and thinking, oh my God, I need to stop eating so much. Then I'm like, oh no, it's a baby.
How much more are you eating every day?
About 5 to 1,000 calories.
Oh, really? No. Is that what you're supposed to eat?
No, you're meant to have because they say the eating for two thing, but it's actually a myth. You actually only need 300 extra calories.
Is that all?
That's all. But at the beginning, I was quite sick, so it wasn't good. It was bad.
Yeah.
But I was eating a lot of potatoes. I got a lot of jacket potatoes delivered to the house.
Delivered, not made at home.
Delivered. I don't know how to make a jacket potato.
Right.
It's quite hard. And also, I'm not good at waiting. If I want a jacket potato, I don't want it in an hour and 10 minutes.
Time. Yeah, yeah.
So I got a lot of jacket potatoes. Actually, I had a jacket potato yesterday.
Yeah.
But it was homemade beans, which you just want Heinz. Anyway, and then now I've suddenly, second trimester, feeling much better.
Yeah.
Still tired, but much better. And now all I want to do is eat.
That's nice.
Yeah, but I feel like it's fine. It's just that you just fatten up. That's just what it is. I'm just going to become a fat seal pup and then I'll give birth and then...
But then when the baby's born, are you going to get ripped again?
Yeah, I'm going to... I told Bobby that he has to support me, get a personal trainer. but then he said he's up for that because then he's going to tell people, my wife just gave birth and I've made her get a personal trainer. And he thinks it's going to be a really fun thing to tell people. He said he's going to bring the personal trainer into the birthing room just after I give birth and then say,
right,
ready now, sweetie. Yes, off you go.
Did you read that? There's a guy on Twitter who was getting his baby all jacked. Giving it a high protein diet.
I don't know if you're meant to do that.
Low carb diet. And it was like a toddler. It was not even walking, I don't think. And he was just feeding it grass-fed beef. It was really funny.
Oh my God.
Obviously, that's it was quite true, unhealthy, so that's quite sad.
Yeah, that's very unhealthy. And also putting a lot of body image issues to the
Yeah,
child.
If that kid isn't immediately jacked once it gets to like walking about, the dad's going to be pretty annoyed.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. That's scary.
Well, don't do that.
Yeah, okay, I won't do that.
So now you know what to avoid.
I don't. I want to raise a vegetarian.
Although if you give me the baby 1 hour a week, I'll probably toughen it up a bit.
Really?
Get it all strong and that.
Just tip it out the pram and see, if it, see what it see does.
She,
yeah.
See if she crawls anyway. Yeah, okay, fine.
Have you, so I'm...
Got a baby.
I'm pregnant with a baby and you've got a blood blister.
I've got a blood blister on my lip.
We've both got things going on.
I got this blood blister on my lip and I've got black mould on my wall in my bedroom.
Fuck.
That's where we're at.
It wasn't there before you moved in. What did
no,
you do?
No, and then
that
it rained heavily and it seeped through the walls. You know when it was really heavy rain?
Yeah.
And now there's mould on it. And I sent pictures to the landlord and I said, there's black mould growing on
and
the
I've
water
got a
damage.
Blood blister.
Yeah. And she said, oh dear. And that's it. And that is
left
it. She's just left it. We're like, oh dear.
That's exactly what I'd do. Yeah. Acknowledge the situation and then just move on. So
but
she feels
sad.
Sorry for you. It's sad that this is happening to you. But...
I thought the landlords were supposed to do something about that.
That's what you think, but they don't. Because they're like, I don't want to deal with this. I just want to deal with my own things.
But that's ruining her building, that water damage.
Yes, and your lungs. So what are you going to do? How are you going to get rid of it?
The window has been open for 2 months. I don't know why there's mould in
it. Just be proactive. Like, just do something about it yourself.
Yeah, I'll wipe it off.
There we go. Yeah, just wipe it off.
Fucking wipe it off, but
just
it's just going to come back.
And wipe it off. You can get black mould like spray, maybe like spray it and that will prevent it from coming maybe.
Oh, really? Right, okay, I'll pay for that myself when she should have done it.
I've got a little spray.
I'll take it with me, actually, yeah, that'd be nice. You got black mould here?
No, but I'm very aware of black mould.
Very aware of it?
Yeah, so I'm protected at all times.
I'm here mainly to raise awareness of black mould.
Good for you.
So
what are you going to do about that blister? Because it's getting worse and worse.
It's not, it's staying the same size.
No, it's bigger.
It's not getting bigger.
It's bigger.
It's not.
Every time I look at it, it gets bigger.
In your head. I don't know, because I don't see it, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
It's just there, and I'm like, oh, there it is.
It's going to be permanent?
Doesn't have to be.
You need to get a disinfected needle and you just got to pop it.
That's not how. That's not what
let
people
do.
Yeah. That is not. That's nonsense.
That's what I do. I got a blister on the back
Elliot,
of my hand.
Elliot, don't nod.
Popped it earlier.
I've got the info.
Okay, go on then. What do I do?
What does it say?
Blister?
What do you do?
It goes down by of its own accord.
It says not to touch it, but it also gives a detailed outline of how to pop it.
What website is this?
So don't touch it, but they know you're going to touch it. So this is what.
What's
you
the website?
Do.
Google.
Come on, the website.
Google knows.
What's the website giving that advice?
It's the bit at the top of Google.
Oh, come
Google's
on.
Advice.
Come on.
Google's advice.
It's not Google's advice.
Yeah,
what
Google's
do they know
advice.
About medical issues?
They know everything. They literally know everything.
No, they don't. They search for what other people know.
Yes. This is the top search. He's not like on some dreg internet. Oh, that's the last one. You put the whole biscuit in your mouth like it was sushi. That's mad. Okay, come on then. Mm. Keep talking. So how are you going to do this podcast without biscuit in your mouth? I said mouse instead of mouth. I know that.
You fucked up.
Well, I panicked. I talked too quickly.
Wow.
Anyway, I think what some people do with warts and things is they burn it. So we should just get a lighter and just put it maybe near. I think that might be the best thing to do.
You don't burn a wart off.
You
freeze it off.
You burn a wart. We should freeze it off. We'll put your face in the freezer and then we'll see what happens.
Do you really? Okay. When you decorate this.
Yes.
Can I contribute a couple of photos of you?
What photos?
Just photos I've got on my phone of
Are
you.
Are they nice photos?
Obviously not.
Then no.
Please.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then whenever you're not here, I'm going to take them down. And then
yeah,
you
yeah,
come
but
out,
for when we record the podcast. By the way,
oh,
this
we
is the new studio.
Of us. New studio.
We haven't finished doing much to it yet.
No, we moved the sofa down. That was
yeah.
hard. I said
and
we,
then
but I just sat on the sofa.
She sat on the sofa.
I'm pregnant, so I can't
She's pregnant,
do
but when I got here, you were hoovering.
I was hoovering quickly because there was a lot of dust.
Because Bobby said you need to keep pregnant women working.
Sounds like it's been weird to say, yeah.
But I'm delighted that we've got like a permanent home now.
Yeah, it feels really nice. It feels like we've come home.
Yeah, I mean,
like
it's your home.
It is my home, so I have come home.
I actually preferred coming here than you coming to mine.
Really? Because you feel self-conscious because I'll judge your home.
No, it's because I couldn't be asked to deal with all the admin of it.
My mum was saying how lovely your home looks.
It does look nice, doesn't it?
Story. Yeah, it does look really nice.
It's we chose a nice angle. It's really nice, yeah. It was very nice when I used to visit before when Emma Black used to live there.
Now it's yours.
And now it's mine, and it's slightly different, but it's still just as nice, I think.
How's it going with Helen?
Yeah, good. It's good fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was away a couple of days, so.
Is that why you liked it?
I had like a little nap on the sofa, just watched whatever I wanted like on the TV.
You can do those things when she's there.
No, I can't nap on the sofa when she's there. I can't sit on the sofa when she's there.
Why?
Because she'll like jump on me or something, or like push me from behind or something.
Like a bully.
Yeah, or like every morning anyway, when she is at home and I'm at home. We went to Brecon this weekend with Jordan.
Mm.
And I said to Jordan, listen, just to warn you, we're all staying in the same place, but every morning Helen wants cuddles and she wants cuddle club. And he went, yeah, that's fine. And I was like, what do you mean that's fine? I want you to not be fine with this. But I was like, Helen says cuddle club is a thing that she's done for years. So I texted her old flatmate and said, listen, is cuddle club a thing? And she said, yeah, I resisted for a long time, but it's best to just cave in and do it.
the quicker you give in, the better it'll be.
Exactly,
for you.
Yeah. So every morning, you've got to give Helen a cuddle in the morning for cuddle club. So it's been quite nice having a couple of days off that.
Yeah, a bit of a break.
Bit of a break from cuddle
just
club.
Recoup.
Yeah.
I would, if someone wanted to impose a cuddle on me, it would make me not want to be cuddled, and it would make me very cross.
That's what I'm saying.
About being cuddled. Yeah, exactly. I'm on your side there.
Thank you.
When it's just the two of us, we get on really well. Yeah. It's when there's outside forces.
Yeah, it's because you're showing off.
Because you're trying to make a friend. That's what the problem is.
But
you're
we're already friends with the people that come in.
Yes, yes. What does that mean?
And you pick their side against mine because you look up to them.
No, they pick your side universally. And
no,
I don't think so.
I don't think that's true.
Yes.
Only Stu Laws has ever been on my side in this podcast. He's the only one backing me up.
Bobby.
Stu Laws is the only one texting me every now and then, listening back and saying, this one, you were bullied on this one. Evelyn Mock, Helen Bauer.
It's men supporting men. That's the problem.
And what's wrong with that?
You're afraid of strong women. That's the problem.
I don't think I've ever met one.
Elliot, that was a very audible laugh.
What's a strong woman?
What is strong woman?
What is a weak woman?
A woman that that goes to CrossFit. I actually thought of another time that I cried. I told So when we went to Edinburgh, we went to Edinburgh. I had to take Sunny to the dog sitters, and it was so sad. So it was so horrible. So because Bobby usually takes him because I get too emotional, so I can't take him. So but then Bobby was at golf, and then he wanted Sunny to come early. So then I had to take him and carry all of his things. And then I walked out to the car. I had Sunny on a lead and all of his things. And then I got to the car, and then I lifted the lead up, and then Sunny wasn't attached to the lead, so I didn't know where he'd gone.
Oh my
so
God.
I was so stressed. And then I was like, oh my God. And then these guys were in the car park, and they saw me, and I said, have you seen my dog? And then they were like, yeah, it's behind you. So he was just behind me like this, like, hey, what's up? And he was just standing by me. And I was like, okay, cool, thank you. And then they were so nice. And then they helped me take my things. But then I had to go there, and then I had to give him up. And then we got there, and then he came down, and he was like, I take him. And I was like, yeah, no, it's fine. And then this random man walked past, and then he was like, oh, can I take the dog? This man joined the conversation, and then I was
take
like,
the dog.
No.
Yeah.
But then he was just there as well, and then the taxi driver was there as well, just having a cigarette.
Where was it?
Was just quite intense. And then he was like, should I just drive you home? And I was like, yeah, thank you. So it worked out great.
What a story.
Yeah, it was very emotional, and I was so worried that I lost him. It was really stressful.
I'd be so, one of the fears of having a dog, isn't it? That they lose themselves. And then, or someone steals them.
I know.
Which is why I said you should get that GPS tracker for the dog.
Yeah, but they can just take that off. That's the thing. Like.
Yeah, but pretend it's not a GPS tracker.
Oh, act like it's, what?
I
could put a bandage over it, and then it will look like, and then they'll be like, oh, put it in his bow tie, and they won't know.
Yeah.
And then I can track them down and kill them.
Yeah.
I'd be so
I don't know how you do that. Good idea for a film, though.
Yeah.
Like, a pregnant woman out for revenge against
a cavapoo thief.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone who steals cavapoos.
Is that still happening? People used to just steal dogs from Hampstead Heath.
It's a very big thing after lockdown, when there's been lots of puppies and people are stealing cavapoos.
But
left,
who's
right,
buying these stolen dogs?
People that are desperate for a cavapoo, and people that are not doing their due diligence on buying a puppy, because you should have all the information before you buy it, and you shouldn't just buy it from someone that is clearly a thief.
But they're not the. Can I cough?
Yes. But there'll be pictures. If you buy it, there should be a picture of like the puppy with its parent, and like it's, and if you don't have that picture, then but where'd how, you get how it from? Do I, a park if, when you stole it. If how I, do you steal a dog?
If I'm not gonna tell you how you steal a dog. If I wanted to buy a stolen dog, where would I go?
Gumtree probably. Or Craigslist. Maybe Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
Or drug dealer.
If I turn up with a dog next week, mm-hmm. it's not a stolen dog.
Okay, it feels like you're trying to steal a dog, and I don't appreciate this.
But then I thought dogs were—they had GPS trackers under their skin, or like they have microchips.
They cut out the microchips. Ooh. I know, it's horrible. It's really horrible. Look, if you are thinking about stealing a dog, don't do it because
and that's
it's
the
not
message
fair.
That we want to tell it's everyone an important that listens message to our that podcast, we're trying to save. Which is yeah, not share, to steal not dogs. Safe.
Yeah, don't steal a dog.
Or don't buy stolen dogs.
You mustn't.
And Harriet is pregnant.
I'm pregnant! Not with a dog. Hopefully with a baby. Stressful.
Yeah, that's stressful. I want to talk to you about your new car.
Yeah.
How are you getting on with it?
Very well, actually. Very confident, very comfortable. Sonny sits on his little seat at the back and having a great time, yeah.
You are now a suburban mother.
Yes.
How does that feel?
I think you mean urban mother.
This is definitely the suburbs. Urban, this is urban, zone three.
Urban, suburban. Cool,
suburban mother.
Hip, young thing. happens to be pregnant.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
And has a cavapoo.
Still up to date with the music and that.
Up to date with Eminem and
have
the
you,
like.
Have you changed to Radio 2 yet?
Radio 2 is the only station that plays in the car, and that has nothing to do with me. I don't know how to change it. I don't know how to change the settings so that you press 1 and then Radio 1 plays, you press 2 so Radio 2 plays, you press 3, well, I don't need Radio 3, Radio 4 on 4, 5, Kiss,
it feels
six,
like everything
heart.
Has changed, but nothing has changed, but really.
What do you mean?
Like, your whole life has changed, but you haven't.
My life hasn't changed one bit.
Well, you've got a house, you've got a 4x4, you're having a baby, you've got a dog. But you still don't know how to change the radio in your car.
It's still the little things that make life easier that I'm unable to get. And I can't.
Have you reached the stage of like when our parents would like just they'd get a new TV and they'd be like, I can't figure this out and I'm not even going to bother trying. Have you got to that point?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got to that point a long time ago. But do you know how to program a car radio is what I'm getting at?
You don't really need to because I don't use the radio. It just tunes in automatically.
No, but I want, if you press 1, then Radio 1 plays. Like, that
hey,
is the basic.
Has it got a little screen, like touch screen?
Yes.
Well, then it should just do it automatically.
No, it doesn't do it. It doesn't do it. You have to tune. You have to go through all the things. Then it goes through. Like,
why don't you,
go,
you just use the digital?
Is it not digital? And then it like you go and you have to go through like 100
presses.
Well,
hang on. Why are you
using
FM when you've got DAB?
What's DAB?
Digital radio.
How do I do that? It's not touch. It's like buttons. It's not like touch. It's a button.
Oh, dear, Harriet.
What's
still
the difference?
Haven't got a digital radio in your car. Shame. My Yaris has got full digital radio.
Really? How do you know it's digital? Because you touch a screen.
It says DAB, digital audio B.
DAB digital audio broadcast, probably, do you think?
Probably, yeah.
Or B.
Yeah, very good, yeah.
Yeah. That was embarrassing for you because you always act like you know everything and then sometimes
I don't know acronyms.
The real colours come out. I don't know acronyms.
I don't know acronyms. I'm not a fucking nerd. I don't know how it works inherently.
What does WAP stand for? Because you said earlier you had a WAP.
Wireless Access Protocol.
It's a wet-ass pussy.
Wireless Access Protocol.
You said I've got a WAP.
It's a precursor to
3G. Me and Elliot found it really funny because you said you had a wet-ass pussy.
That's not a genuine laugh from either of you, and I know it.
It is very genuine.
It's not genuine. I know a genuine laugh.
I've never laughed genuinely before. That was that was my genuine laugh. I just found it finally a laugh.
All right, fine.
Lots going on.
Yeah, it's quite nice to see you sort of changing lifestyle.
Someone said I seemed older the other day. Probably more mature. They're thinking they see me.
Is it because you stopped wearing your Disco Paris top?
I've got a stain on it and I can't get it off. It's really annoying.
Like I said, everything is changing, but nothing is changing.
Nothing's really changing.
Why did they say you look older? You look older.
I said
you seem
I was pregnant
older.
And they said, you seem older. Like I think they were like, you seem together. You seem like you have everything together.
Yeah.
So
that's
that
mad,
must be what
it
is. And they looked up to me and I thought.
It's an amazing turnaround from like maybe a couple of years ago where you're like, you're not together at all.
And now I'm two together, if anything. No, I'm not together at all. But
just, you just got to
get on
with
it. You just
got
to stumble through, you know.
Yeah.
You just work it out as you go.
Have your family reacted to you being pregnant? Because I think you used to say that they would never ask you if you're going to have children or not.
So my mum was really excited. They were so happy. And then a few hours later, she said, "So do you think you're going to cut down on drinking?"
During the pregnancy?
But she said it really nicely. Like, do you think you will? Yeah.
Are you there?
Well, because we went out for
dinner. Me, Bobby and Harriet went out for dinner the other day. Bobby and I didn't have alcohol and Harriet had a large glass of wine.
I
read a
book. Absolutely not a large glass. That is such bullshit. I asked for 125 mils and then I had only drank half of it and I had ice in it. And I read a book and it said that actually babies that are born of women that drink come out healthier. From a doctor wrote that book. So it's science.
Yeah, I mean, I've got nothing to say about it. I just thought it was quite funny how we didn't drink and you did.
It was quite fun. And the problem is I've only had like one, like a half a drink every few weeks. But the problem is as you get more visibly pregnant, it is harder to do it because of the judgment of others.
Just drink at home.
So I'm going to get a few cans in. I don't actually want to drink very much.
Are you getting people like giving you advice and stuff and like asking you about how you're going to do things when you have the baby?
No, I wish more people would because really? I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. I think it'll be fine. I'm just going to make it adapt.
No one fucking knows, do they?
Yeah, you just let
it. You just have it and then you're like, well, other people have done it. So
yeah,
we're
just from the new year. There'll just be a baby there as we do the podcast. So that would just be.
Is it?
Yeah, we'll just have a baby. Maybe sit on that chair.
Is it a Christmas? It's going to be a Christmas baby, isn't it?
Might be a Christmas baby, yeah.
Will it be here for the podcast?
What do you mean? The Christmas podcast?
Just sitting here.
Yeah, so we just put it here. It'll be fine. You just have to adapt it into your life.
Will it come to Pizza Express with Elliot and me for our yearly...
No, I think we'll have the Christmas party before the baby. We'll do it in early December. We'll have the Christmas
party. All right, we'll have a word with the baby and say,
no one's joined
after?
The Patreon Christmas party thing yet, but it's still available. Can you come to the Christmas party.
Can you buy the baby a Patreon membership?
Oh, we should set another Patreon level for baby Patreon. And that's like, that will towards nappies. That will go towards like baby things. That's like if you want to support, like a sponsoring a sloth or something, it's like sponsoring the baby. Yeah, we'll get a level for that.
Great.
It was weird when I found out. So because I had been drinking for a couple of days and because I didn't think I was pregnant at all. I thought it was going to take ages.
Yeah.
Because they told me it would. And then I was really going to drink that night. And so I did a test and then no one was there. And I was like so shocked. And I was like, I am pregnant and nobody knows. And this is mad. And so I called Bobby and he was at golf. And I was like, Bobby, you've got to come home. I've got to tell you something. And then he was like, why is it? And I was like, you've got to come home. And then he was like, are you pregnant? And I was like, I'm pregnant. And I was like, are you gonna come home? And he's like, well, I just got to the golf course, so I might as well finish the round while I'm here. And I was like,
full 18 holes,
I guess I'll just sit here and be pregnant. And then I didn't know what to do. I was like mad. And then I phoned my sister, I phoned Sneeney, she didn't pick up. And then I phoned Kate
this was
Lucas
deep in the lockdown
Kate
as
didn't
well,
even
when
know that I
was
trying
home.
And I was like, Kate, I'm pregnant. Kate was like, I'm at work. It was crazy. And then I didn't know what to do, so I googled it and it said you have to tell your doctor immediately. So then I called the doctors and I was like, doctor, I'm pregnant. And they were like, you don't it's not like that. Fill in a form and we'll be in touch.
Do you fill in a form?
Yeah.
Saying you're preggers.
You just
and then
just
they come
like
and
say,
have a look at you.
And they're like, cool.
What happens for the first meeting? Do they just say stop drinking?
Well, that's what's so weird. You go for the first meeting, it's like 8 weeks or something.
Yeah.
And at no point do they check if you're pregnant. So I'm like,
oh, anyone can just...
Why am I trusted with believing that I'm pregnant? Like, I could be having you all on. They ask me all these questions and I'm like, you're wasting your own time because now I'm going to come back. Now that I know I can get a free medical, get all my things done, you just tell them you're pregnant.
Free medical?
They just trust you. Yeah, so if you go and you say, I'm pregnant, they just believe you.
Actually, I did get a message the other day saying to come in for a free medical because I'm South Asian.
From who?
They're doing a study of like South Asian men.
Really? Mm. What are they trying to find out?
They're trying to find out basically lots of the health
erectile
problems.
Erectile dysfunction.
Nothing wrong with my dick. No. About like heart disease, diabetes, strokes, because they're so prevalent in the South Asian population. So they're like, they're going to build a database of people and just find out the trends from that. Yeah. So I get a full medical, which means probably finger up the arsehole.
I think they just want all your details, maybe, just so they can have it. Elliot looks at me like that.
Thumbs up to that. Not thumbs.
So you're going to do it? You're just going to give them all your information?
Yeah, because it's...
helping the greater good.
Because it's the NHS, isn't
it's
it?
It's no good for you. You should do that. And it would be good to find out what's going on.
Nothing's happening.
Just to find out what's
I'm stronger
what's
than
wrong.
I've ever been.
Yeah, how is it going, the personal training?
It's really good. It's made such a big difference, like, day to day in terms of, like, oh, I didn't... just finding things easier to do than before.
You're still slouched, but it feels like you're keeping your head up high.
Yeah, I've been working at... So, I had a... My trainer was away for one day, so I went to another one within the same place. And he said, oh, yeah, I've got all the information about what we need to do. So, yeah, weak neck, weak shoulders, weak back, weak knees. I was like, yeah, okay, that's basically all the visible joints in my body.
Yeah, this week.
And we've had like sessions where he's been like, oh, you're walking wrong, aren't you? And I was like, am I? He goes, yeah. So we've had to figure out how to walk again.
Oh, no.
Because apparently I don't use my full foot when I walk, and it means that I get shin splints and stuff if I walk for too long.
Yes.
And I don't have any hip flexibility, so we've got to do a lot of squats.
Will this guy help me get rid of my seal fat when I give birth?
Seal fat?
Well, you know what I mean? Like, for the winter, they have like lots of blubber. Like, that's what I'm going to be like in December.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's just asking. I think what's interesting about it, the only thing that I'd recommend it for is the fact that, like, if you do it, you start sorting your diet out because you don't want to waste your time.
That's really rude. I mean, how many biscuits have you eaten today?
That's the first biscuit I've had in like 6 weeks.
Well, you had seven of them. So you made up for them over the last few weeks.
How dare you? Yeah, I did have seven, actually. Two burgers for lunch. No, because I haven't been eating enough.
No, you must
appetite.
Eat more burgers. I've always said you're not having enough burgers. You must have more of them.
He just told me to eat breakfast every day, which I wasn't doing.
Yeah, so just and having an extra like, few calories.
No, but that made me eat less throughout the day.
Yeah, no,
weird.
It's. I've always said you should stop. You stop with your ridiculous things. You have all these fads. You have Huel. You have your.
I've never had
bulletproof coffee. Yes, Sunil.
I've never had bulletproof coffee.
There was months when all you did was talk about Huel.
I did it as a joke. Yeah,
Sunil,
I never actually had Huel, and
yes,
I never had bulletproof
you
coffee.
It, and you talk about bulletproof coffee. You talk about fasting, like
no,
all
I didn't.
Your keto.
Never.
All your
I was having a laugh.
And now you're just living.
I was living with James, who was doing
a normal diet, and I think it's very good. Good for you.
Yeah, seven biscuits and two burgers. The seven biscuit and two burger diet.
How high are you jumping now? Have you got over like a few centimetres
it's not
off
about,
the ground?
It's not about how high you jump, it's about how long you can keep jumping.
Can you do a star jump for everybody?
I refuse to perform
please,
for you.
Please do a
like
star.
Like a performing
seal.
Don't touch me.
For it.
Please don't touch
for
me.
It.
It's COVID.
They're paying for it. Just show them.
They're not paying.
Exercises.
I'm not going to do little
show
exercises.
One, show your burpees.
You do it.
I'm pregnant.
Well, I'm.
Do your little jump.
I've got training tomorrow. I don't want to ruin it for tomorrow.
We will get you
I've
to
hurt
do
my foot as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Harriet's pregnant.
I'm pregnant. So thank you everybody for supporting us on Patreon. It means a lot
It means a lot to her baby.
It means a lot to the baby. And it's going to be weird.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Just going to have a baby.
You're going to be one of those ladies who lunch.
I already
oh
am
my
a lady
God,
you're
the
lunches.
I love you're going to be friends with other mothers.
I don't know, because the thing is, I'm actually not that interested in babies. I'm going to love my own so much, but I'm not that interested in other people's.
I think
I can't
you'll,
talk about babies that long. Like,
but you'll have
really...
to be friends with other mums because you're all in the same boat of having this new baby and not knowing how to do certain things.
I'll just Google it, maybe, or like YouTube.
Yeah, but
like, I don't know.
You can't just rely on Google and YouTube.
I can't talk about babies all the time. Like, it doesn't.
No,
really...
I don't think you have to. I'm just saying you'll have a lot of new friends and it'll be interesting to see
but
how
you're
going to
have loads of friends.
It'd be interesting to see you cope with the dynamics of
just trying to fit in with all the mums. Oh my God. Get the clothes on the right way around and then I'm going
to
be like...
It'd be like you going back to school. It'd be great.
Yeah, I'm going to go and meet all the mums and be like, hi, I'm here with the mums.
Yeah,
and they'll be
like,
Harriet, where's your baby? And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot the baby. Yeah. Then I'll have to run home and get the baby. Oh God.
Yeah, it'd be like little cliques forming and stuff. It'd be like...
Yeah, the cool mums, the lame mums.
If you don't get in with the cool mums, I'm not doing this podcast anymore. I can't be with a nerd mum.
I'll just be on my own. I'll be a lone wolf rather than be with the lame mums.
What, like a shooter?
I'll be like a shooter. Yeah, shooter mum.
School shooter of mums. Yeah, so make sure you get in with the cool mums.
Okay, got to do it.
It means a lot for this podcast if you're in with the cool mums.
How do I just go and hang, like, go
just don't be yourself.
Say,
don't be yourself.
Okay.
Pick a personality from the TV.
Be someone else. Watch TV show.
What's
EastEnders?
Grease.
Grease. Get a leather
and be no be Fonzie from Happy Days.
Hey, how
that's
you
it?
Doing
with a baby?
Yeah, I got a baby.
Yeah, I got a fucking baby.
What's up?
Yeah,
from earlier. What's up from earlier?
There we go. And it all just comes around.
Yeah, it just comes around. Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Let us know what you think of the new studio and how it should be decorated.
Yes, please.
Or if you do want me to...
Oh, you're right, Elliot. It's a little bit dusty.
Elliot, you're right. Okay.
Oh, Elliot. Oh, Elliot.
If you want me to put up pictures of Harriet, then let me know. But she won't let me, so I need your support.
My stomach just made a weird noise. I think it got caught on the microphone.
Well, that's going straight on the socials.
No! Okay. Goodbye. Bye. We need to get Elliot some water.